Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Totally Ice Hockey Show. Lucas Aykroyd and Caroline Schved here with you. We have so much to talk about on this episode. Two big semifinal matches to recap, and then we got a gold medal match tomorrow and a bronze medal match to preview. So, Lucas, are you ready? Let's get right into all those important semifinal scores to start.
Canada 4, USA 2. The Canadians ending their arch rival's 7-game winning streak and beating the odds to go for gold. And in our second semifinal, it's Finland 2, Germany 1, setting up a rematch of the 2019 final in Bratislava as Jukka Jalonen's men look to repeat.
Now, Lucas, I don't know if you remember, but the very first episode we had, I was excited about the Canadians and how they would do in this tournament. And one of the worst starts out of all the teams and countries at this year's World Championships. And now Canada has found themselves in a position to actually win gold. And is it fair to say that we're witnessing one of the greatest bounce backs in IIHF history?
We truly are, Caroline. It's hard to put into words what Coach Gerard Gallant's team has accomplished here. Losing those first three games for the first time in World Championship history. And now these guys march into the gold medal game with a 4-2 win over the Americans. And this semifinal was everything we imagined it would be. Gritty, hardworking, greasy goals on both sides. But at the end of the day, Canada's Darcy Kemper in goal with 36 saves, including a couple of jaw droppers off the shaft of his stick. He just today outperformed Cal Peterson at the other end. And on defense, 18-year-old Owen Power truly coming into his own as the projected number one overall pick with a game-high 27 minutes and 51 seconds of ice time. Meanwhile, the U.S. hadn't allowed more than 2 goals in any game until Saturday. And so, how did that change? Canada's top line outgunned the top U.S. line. For the Americans, Jason Robertson, Connor Garland, Trevor Moore all held pointless. But Andrew Mangiapane coming through again with 2 goals for Canada, including the eventual second period winner on a great breakaway pass from Connor Brown, who now leads this tournament with 13 points.
Here's Mangiapane, works it back in front, Brown with a chance, Peterson down, they score! Mangiapane works back in, plays onside, drops it back to Contois, they'll stop pass, score! Henry got the deflection, and Canada's taken a 3-1 lead.
Talk about peaking at the right time. Here's Canada's Nick Paul on getting some revenge after the 5-1 round-robin loss to the USA.
You know, we love playing the U.S., and obviously the first game is not what the outcome we wanted. Put a little fire in our belly, and we knew today it's a big game, and especially against the U.S. We wanted to come ready and have a different outcome than the time before. So we came together as a team over the last couple days here, whether it's in practice and reading off each other, and are more comfortable. And we're playing for one another, which was huge, and I think that showed tonight.
All right, Lucas, let's talk some more about Andrew Mangiapane because he's been such a catalyst since coming out of quarantine. 7 goals now in just 6 games. When you look at what he's doing, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
Well, you know, I could say something glib like, oh, Andrew Mangiapane is scoring like Alexander Ovechkin. But you know what, Caroline? That wouldn't be true. And here's why. Get this. Ovi has participated in 13 world championships in his career, and the Great Eight has never scored more than 6 goals in any of them. Yeah, I mean, mind-blowing, right?
Absolutely.
So we have to look at this through a different lens, and personally, I'm getting a little bit of weird deja vu here. We're talking about a speedy, underrated 25-year-old Calgary Flames forward leading Canada in goals, heading into a final against Finland taking place in the former Soviet Union. I know that's a lot of data to process, but that is Andrew Mangiapane. But it also describes Matthew Lombardi to a T back in 2007, another old flame. Lombardi finished as Canada's scoring leader in Moscow when they beat Finland 4-2 in the gold medal game. Kind of eerie, right? I mean, if you're superstitious, maybe a good omen for Canada. But regardless, Mangiapane is showing here he is a special player.
Absolutely. And we know that Canadian fans right now are amped and super excited, gearing up for the rematch with Finland. But how do you maybe convey the disappointment on the American side?
It's tough, especially when you look at the history. It's almost incomprehensible. Mm-hmm. In years where the Olympic tournament counted as the World Championships, the Americans, of course, did win in 1960 and 1980. But they have not won a World Championship tournament since 1933, despite currently providing more than 25% of the NHL's players. You know, Caroline, in my time covering IIHF hockey, I have seen every other major world power win the Worlds. I've seen Switzerland with two silver medals, Germany with that Olympic silver, but I haven't even seen the U.S. in a World Championship final. The U.S. has lost all 10 of its semifinal appearances since the IIHF adopted the playoff system in 1992. I mean, statistically, it's just hard to fathom. This team, under Jack Capuano, played great in Riga. But now, the top team in the group stage with 18 points is going to play for bronze. After losing to a Canadian team that needed Germany and Latvia to finish their group finale in regulation time in order to squeak into the playoffs. I mean, that's hockey, right? Just another unthinkable, unforgettable moment in the sport we love.
And that's why I love these tournaments. And Lucas, this is it. It's almost time to hand out those gold medals. So everybody's mind right now is on gold. I gotta ask you, besides covering a lot of these finals, what kind of golden souvenirs have you picked up over the years?
Oh, wow. Good question, Caroline.
Well, thank you. That's why I'm here.
Yes, we've gotten a lot of practice in over the last umpteen days. Well, let's see. I assume you don't mean the Golden Knights puck I got at T-Mobile Arena in Vegas last year, right before you know what happened. I do, however, have a 2019 World Championship gold medal game puck proudly displayed on my bookshelf. It's not game used from Bratislava. It is pristine, but it's very nice. I like the look of it. And I used to have a 2018 Olympic women's gold medal game puck, but I donated that to Wickfest, which is Haley Wickenheiser's annual hockey festival for girls. They put it into their silent auction, and it was just, a cool opportunity to do something with it. And I covered the last two editions in Surrey, which is just outside Vancouver.
Oh, Lucas, that's so nice of you. That's worth celebrating. So right now I'm going to call on producer Lucy. Can we get some classic Canadian music going up in here, please? Maybe a little Neil Young, perhaps.
I want to live. I want to kill. I've been a miner for a heart of gold.
Caroline, you and Neil are far too kind, really.
Okay, but besides pucks, Lucas, we got to stay focused here on what really matters, your shirts, the outfits of the day. Have you ever gotten some kind of gold medal shirt?
Well, thank you for asking, Caroline. No, I have not gotten a gold medal shirt, but I do have something even more unique. In 2004, at the Worlds in the Czech Republic, organizers were kind enough to give all the journalists in attendance a gold jacket.
You're sick.
Yeah. I'm not kidding. This is the truth. I had never previously seen a jacket like this worn by anyone other than Michael Jackson. I guess they wanted everybody to be writing gold medal worthy stories. Anyway, I still have it hanging in my closet.
So you had to have worn this all the time during World Championship games over the years, right?
Actually, no. But I did wear it once on a dare while sitting in the front row at Vancouver Fashion Week. Go big or go home, right?
Did anyone give you a hard time?
No. But if they had, I would have replied, "Beat it. No one wants to be defeated. Showing how funky and strong is your fight. It doesn't matter who's wrong or right. Just beat
it. Let's beat it. Oh my goodness. Okay. Well, on that note, let's move on to the two other teams who didn't want to be defeated in our Finland versus Germany semifinal. Lucas, what did you think about the way this battle unfolded?
This was a result we could see coming, Caroline. A low-scoring Finnish win. Who would have guessed? Coach Jukka Jalonen's team hasn't allowed more than 2 goals in any game in Riga. And every time they've scored at least 2 goals, they've won. I guess you would call this Nordic minimalism. But, you know, seriously, this wasn't just a carbon copy of Finland beating Germany 2-1 in the group stage. The Germans putting far more rubber on Jussi Alkinuora's net here, outshooting the defending champs 28-17. German starter Matthias Niederberger, unfortunately, was the victim of several of the Finnish forwards we identified coming in as difference makers. So, at 13:50, Iiro Pakarinen opens the scoring from the right face-off circle on the rush. Now, it's a nice feed from team scoring leader Anton Lundell, but, you know, the puck kind of squeezes through Niederberger, and it's a shot he'd like to have back.
Lundell moves in, drops it back. There's when they score! Pakarinen!
And then, just 5 minutes later, it's good old Marco Anttila, the captain who scored 4 crucial playoff goals in 2019, now playing setup man for a change. So, from the sideboards, he finds Hannes Björninen all alone in front, and this excellent face-off man goes 5-hole for the go-ahead goal.
Anttila intercepts in front of Björninen, loose it, but scores!
Just Björninen's second goal of the tournament, but you know, apparently like Vanessa Williams, he went and saved the best for last.
All of a sudden, I feel like we're in a Disney movie.
Well, yeah, kind of. It's like a whole new world here.
Oh my gosh. Okay, you got to give props, though, to the Germans for the way they gutted it out and stayed in the game, though, right, Lucas?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you look at things like veteran Tom Kuhnhackl blocking an Oliver Kaski slap shot with his ankle in the second period. Ouch! But you could see that fires up coach Tony Soderholm's team, and Matthias Plakta delivers with his 4th of these worlds on the power play just past the midway point. And that ended Olkinuora's shutout streak in game action at 127 minutes and 55 seconds. And then in the third period, a little bit of redemption for Niederberger, stepping up in the German net during a Finnish man advantage. Jere Innala, who of course scored the 1-0 winner on the Czechs, 3 good looks, and Niederberger says no. Like we expected, Germany plays to the bitter end, pulling their goalie, getting a weird 5-on-4 in the dying moments, but Finland gonna Finland, as they say, barring the door. And now the Finns are looking for their 4th gold medal of all time. Jalonen, though, saying afterwards that his focus isn't on repeating, per se.
We haven't thought about it. It's we go 1 year at a time, and it's great, of course, that we are in the final second time in a row. But actually, it was 2 years ago when we were last time here, and now, and it's all different team. 14 rookies in our team, and first medal for them, and it's not a big deal actually. For the Finnish hockey, is great, obviously, because we are in top 2 again, which shows that we have a lots of great players in our country, so that's good, but otherwise it doesn't matter, I think.
All right, Totally Ice Hockey fans, we're going to look ahead now to the final. All right, Lucas, let's say I'm Coach Gerard Gallant. What can I look to exploit against the Finns en route to getting some massive revenge for the 2019 final?
Well, that's a good question. And I imagine you are quite frequently mistaken for Gerard Gallant.
All the time. Almost as much as you are for Kevin Bieksa. Almost.
Oh. I should have seen that coming. Well, let's put it this way. Against Germany, the Finns defended extremely well in their own zone. But there were definitely times when the Germans were able to come through the neutral zone with more speed than Jukka Jalonen would prefer. You know, as Canada, as Gerard Gallant, you look at Mangiapane's ability to get loose and score on that breakaway. Maybe the potential MVP candidate can do that again in the final. But, you know, over the course of 60 minutes, Canada's best bet is to get guys to the front of the net looking for rebounds. You know Alkinuora is not going to let in much from the outside. And of course, beyond the now obvious need for Connor Brown and Adam Henrique to keep on trucking as well, goalie Darcy Kemper needs another big game. Honestly, the Arizona Coyotes veteran is looking much better right now than he did in his world's debut back in 2018.
Do you think Finland can come out on top despite scoring so few goals?
Well, it's a good question, you know. Finns, they're sitting at 22 goals right now. Canada's got 25. But of course, you know, Canada got off to that horrible start. As we mentioned yesterday, Finland could become the lowest scoring champion ever under the current tournament format. But, you know, I don't think the Finns really care, right? They're just not fazed by stuff like that anymore, playing in tight games. You know, you compare it to the old Finnish teams, they used to get super nervous. Put it this way, Caroline. Early in my hockey journalism career back in 2002, I saw Belarus score the winning goal from center ice on Sweden's Tommy Salo in the Olympic quarterfinal. I was there when Detroit's Niklas Lidström scored on Vancouver goalie Dan Kluche, also from center ice, in the playoffs. So you think about those moments, right? Those things are shocking and deflating. But, you know, by way of comparison, the crazy thing is, in 2003, I'm in Finland. The Finns are leading Sweden 5-1 in the World Championship quarterfinal in Helsinki. And then, midway through the game, Jörgen Jonsson scores to cut the deficit to 5-2. Like, shouldn't really be a big deal, right? You've still got a nice three-goal cushion. Teemu Selänne has a hat trick. Everything's going great. But I could just feel the dismay in the building, the Finnish fans freaking out, and their excellent team with Selänne and Koivu. They followed suit and they lost 6-5. You know, I just don't see that happening with today's far less famous Finns. These dudes, they just kind of shrug and keep on sticking to their defensive system and wait for their chances. So, yeah, I think Finland can come out on top despite scoring so few goals. Even if Canada gets out to a 1-0 or 2-0 lead, you can't count out the Finns. They're going to keep coming. I expect another tight affair, but honestly, this game could go either way.
Absolutely. Great stuff, Lucas. Okay, turning now to the bronze game. I came across a great quote from German defenseman Corbinian Holzer, a former Toronto Maple Leaf, I may add, about the mentality his team is going to approach the Americans with. It's a chance for a medal, and we will do everything to get a medal. It's just bronze, but we want to win this game. It's the last game for everyone. We will give it everything. We won't leave a drop in the fuel tank tomorrow. We will analyze the game tonight. We're sad, but we want to get bronze tomorrow. It's that simple.
Yeah, I would say that's exactly how it has to be. I mean, this is a game of inches, and the Germans know they were one shot away from tying it up against Finland. And now, after the Olympic silver medal in 2018, these guys are genuinely hungry for more medals. Like, you could see after the game today, they weren't in some nonchalant, oh, well, you know, we did our best frame of mind. They were a little ticked off. And, you know, frankly, they have a shot at earning their first world's medal since 1953 silver, if the group game where the Americans won 2-0 is any indication. Germany outshooting the U.S. 33-15 in that game. I think on Sunday, Germans are going to bring more of what they brought against the Finns. And they're going to hope that maybe Dominic Cahoon and Marcus Eisenschmied, who came so close to hooking up on a goal in the end against Finland, maybe those guys can find the range, along with the Plaktas and the Marcel Nobles of this world. Otherwise, shut down the Jason Robertson line, and don't let Colin Blackwell's line eat you up on the forecheck. Then Germany's got a chance.
All right, now how about America's chances?
Well, we've said it before, they have a great team, top to bottom. They've showed it all tournament. They just couldn't convert enough of their chances against Canada. So now, it really just boils down to whether they can crank up the intensity and the medal focus again, or whether the disappointment of leaving Riga without the gold medal is just overwhelming. So, stay tuned.
So that's it. Can you imagine what all these players, but especially the Canadians and Finns, are feeling right now with the medal games coming up tomorrow? I mean, oh, the excitement.
Yeah, well, you know what, Caroline? These guys play for the same reason as we do the Totally Ice Hockey Show. For glory and joy.
For glory and joy. For glory and joy.
segue to our official tournament song by Astronaut there, Lucas. Good stuff.
Thank you, thank you. I should confess I also do this for the karaoke, but you probably noticed that.
We moved and grooved to so many tunes during these worlds, and I feel like there's got to be just one more traditional favorite to take us into the magic on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, for sure. When the IIHF celebrated its 100th anniversary in Quebec City back in 2008, we counted down the top 100 international hockey stories of the previous 100 years. And at the big unveiling of the top 10, every story was introduced with a snippet of this song.
It's the final countdown.
Yes, Caroline, it's the final countdown.
All right, everyone, that's it for this episode of the Totally Ice Hockey Show. Lucas Aykroyd and Caroline Schved signing off. And we have our last episode tomorrow, so you can't miss it. It's mandatory for everyone to tune in. And we're super excited to see who wins the 2021 World Championship, right, Lucas?
This is what we trained for all year. Let's lay it
exactly.
on the line.
Yeah, I'm lifting weights as we speak.
Impressive.